This is quite astonishing. We all hear of chemtrails. What are creating the chemtrails over the skies all over the planet? And right away, we're looking at John Graff's incredible capture over Los Angeles just a couple days ago. And he can't make out what it is. And once he zooms in on this thing, he's stunned. It looks almost like a flying saucer orb laying a chemtrail over the skies over Los Angeles. Listen to this interview with John Graff, thanks to Hans Boysen, who managed to interview John Graff about this incredible sighting.
Yeah, I've been following the chemtrail operations for about 10 years, and I watch them all the time, and they're just so mysterious, and they become more mysterious because in the beginning, when I saw the spraying, it was planes. It looked like planes. It looked like people doing weather modification or cloud seeding. You know, it looked like that. But now there's a whole new element to it that's over us. There's planes that are up there shooting at high speeds, and they are just different. This is not jets. And if you look at the video that I shot, when you catch the 22-second mark, look at the speed they're going. It was like trying to catch a horse race in the front row. I was following it as fast as I possibly could. And I did not know at the time I was shooting that they were not planes, you know, at all. I just thought, you know, they were. Looking at the video myself, I saw that they were these dark-looking orbs going at very high speeds and leaving a massive trail across the sky. I mean, two in a row. I mean, anybody could think that is airport traffic is so wrong.
It's really amazing. I've seen these planes, you know, shooting across the sky, and most of the time they're like horizontally, number one. But number two, they never go in tandem like this.
There's people in other states that have caught like five in a row doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. But they did look like planes. I mean, they are shaped like planes. I got a feeling what we're seeing are shaped like planes a lot of the time. But every time I go out and shoot these chemtrails, I always think in the back of my mind, show me what you really look like. Just show me. I don't say it, but I think it. And that particular time, they actually showed me what they look like. And that's why I think that's what they all are. There's planes below. There's passenger jets that are spraying. I know that. They're hooked up. And I think it's to throw us off to what's kind of really going on up there. And the ones that are out of sight, they're so high up there that you can't make out what it really is a lot of the time. And I think those are not good at all. Because today was a war zone. And this is March 3rd. Today looked like Pearl Harbor right over our heads. Every minute of the day they were there. And people called me off the hook. All the people that know called me and go, John, are you looking at this? And I said, I sure am. This is insanity. So there's something more going on than we think, and it's not just weather control and all this stuff. They're trying to paint this picture of that, or that they're contrails. That's the biggest lie of all, because they're absolutely not. They're not melting away and like contrails would. They're leaving this stuff in the sky, and you can watch them every day put a ceiling on our sky, a toxic ceiling. This is what's going on. I mean, I don't want to go too deep into it or anything. I know this is a UFO thing, and it's cool. But I always wanted to prove the fact that what I'm seeing, even when they're jets, are going way too fast. They're going way too fast to be jets. I can barely catch them. And so I think there's something more to this whole thing, you know, and I try to prove that. And I want people to know that there's something going on over their heads, because most people are not paying attention to any of this stuff.
All right, we just heard John Graff's testimony in regards to his incredible shot of two UFOs making chemtrails over the skies of Los Angeles. And I gotta say, he captured something quite incredible. It definitely looks like an orb or a flying saucer. I don't see any evidence of a wing on this craft, anything that resembles any kind of aviation technology that I'm aware of. Unless it's reverse engineered alien technology. Brent, what do you got to say about this footage that John Graff captured?
Like, we've worked with John Graff for many years right now, and he's produced quite a bit of material to Third Phase, and this is some of the best chemtrail UFO videos I've ever seen. I'm seeing more of a triangular shaped TR-3B. Could these be new military options sending the TR-3Bs launching chemtrails over California?
Well, I hope not. I hope not. Whatever's in the chemtrail, there is a lot of people on the internet that have answers. I want to get your opinions. What is being spewed over the skies of Los Angeles? What is this craft? Wow, this is incredible information coming in. I want to thank Hans Boysen and John Graff for sharing their incredible footage, and we will share the original links below. Everybody, keep your eyes on the skies. Stay safe, and if you see anything incredible, submit it to us right here at Third Phase of Moon. Our contact info is in the description. Blake Cousins, we'll see you again next time. Thanks, Brent. By popular demand, Paul Barrett is back with his third album, Third Phase of Moon, The Strangest Things.